Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Tyla, T-I-L-A, McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You're in good hands, Tyla. Have a nice day.
Thank you, you too.
Hello, is this Tyla?
Yes, this is Tyla.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, Hannah. How about yourself?
I'm pretty great myself. Thank you so much for asking. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get you started here. But first, I do just want to confirm some basic information for you. I have your first name here as Tyla. That's T-I-L-A. And last name, McLean. That's M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then the second C that's in your name, is that going to be capitalized?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And I have the best phone number for you here as 317-345-4877.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And you are currently a resident of the U.S., is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's go ahead and get started here. Have you already found an attorney for your Depo Provera case, or this would be your first time?
First time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you hadn't signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Correct. No other law firm.
Okay, got it. And were you the one that had taken the depo shots?
Yes.
Okay, and did you take the depo shots for at least one full year, having at least 4 separate injections?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And after taking the depo shots for at least a year, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
Brain.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We'll go ahead and collect some information here so that we are able to assist you, okay? When was it that you were diagnosed? Do you have a date?
June 11th of 2013.
Okay. And I'll read that back to you. That was June 11th of 2013. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And what's your date of birth?
September the 15th of 1977.
Okay. And you said that was September 15th of 1977. Is that right? Thank you so much. Besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using, like the Pfizer brand, not the generic sub-Q? Okay, so actual Depo Provera, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. And now I'll go over in terms of when you started using the depo shots. Do you remember either what year it was or how old you were when you started using it?
It was 2009.
Do you have a month, perhaps, that you wanted me to estimate?
It was the beginning of the year, so we'll say January.
Okay.
January 20th.
Sure. So I'll go ahead and put, again, this is just a rough estimate here, January 20th of 2009. Is that right?
Yeah, the date will be an estimate, yeah, but it was January of 2009.
Okay, perfect. And again, these are just estimates, so I'll just go ahead and do that, okay? For the stop date, what date did you want me to put? And again, just as an estimate. Do you remember when that was?
I went through 2013. I got it for almost 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you also want me to put January?
June.
Okay. How's June 1st? June 1st sounds about right?
June 1st. Yeah, that'll be.
Okay. Got it. All right. And I'll go ahead and start preparing your HIPAA consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And besides your first and last name here as Tyla McLean, do you also go by middle name or middle initial, or just Tyla McLean?
I just go by Tyla McLean.
Okay, perfect. And
I have a middle initial if you like it. I have a middle name if you need it. But
it's just whatever you feel most comfortable with. Yeah, if that's what you go by, then we'll just keep it that way. Okay. But thank you for that. Okay, and may I please have your social?
353-723-6662.
Thank you. I'll read that back to you. And that's 353-723-6662. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I already have an email here for you, which is tylarmclain@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
That is, yes.
Perfect. And I already have your number here. What's the best address for you, physical address?
7446 River Walk, two separate words, Drive, apartment R, like Robert, 46214.
462.
I'm sorry, that's Indianapolis.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to read that back to you. So I have 7446 River Walk Drive, apartment R, like Roger, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46214. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now the next part of this of the information here that I'll be asking you is going to be more so about the depot shots and the meningioma yourself. So for the actual depot shots, was it administered by a doctor or like medical staff, or did you do it yourself? Like it was prescribed home to you. Do you remember?
I didn't do it myself. So it was a combination over the years of the doctor or the staff, you know, whoever was available.
Right. Okay. No worries. We'll go ahead and do that. And I know. Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and get the doctor's information in a little bit here. As of right now, we are just going to collect information about the shots themselves. So I know that you had used it from 2009 up until 2013. So that would mean about, let's see, 4 years consecutively. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So for those 4 years, and typically, you know, you have them every 3 months. Is that correct? 4 shots per year. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So then that would mean then if you had 4 shots a year in about 4 years, that would be approximately 16 shots in total. Does that sound about correct to you, the total amount of depot shots that you had?
That sounds right. Yeah, give or take one or two. That would
These are just estimated numbers. Okay. And
right.
Now,
that sounds right.
Okay. And who was the doctor that prescribed you the depot shots? Do you have that doctor's name?
Full name is Dr. Wilson. His first name is Jeffrey. So Dr. Jeffrey Wilson.
Jeffrey Wilson. Okay. And did you see him in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Let me try to find him here. Bear with me one moment. Okay. Okay. And did you see him at his actual office, or did you see him at like a hospital? Did you see him at Northwestern?
At a healthcare place. At Enchanted Hearts Home Healthcare Place.
Okay. And you said that was Transit Park?
Enchanted, E-N-C-H, Enchanted Heart.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and put in.
And I'm just trying to think about it. I believe I might have given myself a couple when you say.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them.
Yeah.
I feel like I had, you know.
Yeah, no worries. And even if you had mixed there, even if it was, you know, mostly them and sometimes you, that would be okay as well. Again, we're just collecting information that if not just yourself. Yeah,
okay.
But thank you. But thanks for sharing that. I'll go ahead and put it in your notes too. Yeah. Okay. And now that we've gone over that, in terms of the actual diagnosis, do you recall how they had diagnosed you? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I had a CT scan and an MRI done.
And an MRI, okay. Now,
before
the next question
I got the actual diagnosis.
I see.
I also had a biopsy done, too.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm sorry to hear that.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, of course.
There
okay.
was a lot of tests ran before it actually was determined what was wrong.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you have that doctor's name?
The doctor that diagnosed me with the...
With the meningioma, that's correct.
Dr. Horn.
Would you be able to spell that for me?
His first name was Eric. H-O-R-N.
Okay, thank you. Okay, got it. Okay. And did you see him at his office or did you see him at a facility?
Facility.
Okay, and which facility?
Hendricks Regional Health Facility.
Hendricks Regional
Health. Hendricks Regional Health.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put in this information, and it does look like Dr. Horn is a neurologist, neurosurgeon. Okay. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma in 2013, were you ever diagnosed with any cancer?
No.
Okay, got it. Once you were diagnosed with your meningioma, what type of treatment did you receive? Immunotherapy, chemotherapy? Did you have any surgeries?
I had radiation therapy and I had a surgery. I had a craniotomy surgery.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Was that also by Dr. Horn that had administered the radiation and also performed the craniotomy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The radiation, I'm sorry, no, radiation was Dr. Givens and the craniotomy was Dr.
That's okay. You said that was Dr. Tommy, is that right?
No, that... Radiation mm-hmm. was Dr. Givens, and the craniotomy was done by Dr. Horn.
Okay, got it. And Dr. Givens, is that G-I-B-B-O-N-S?
G-I, B like Victor, E-N-S. I'm sorry, I'm stopped up, so it might be hard to understand.
No, that's okay. I completely understand. Okay. Okay, let me try to see. Okay, Stanley Givens, I found him. Okay, thank you. And where did you see Dr. Givens? Do you recall
also
the facility?
At Hendricks.
Also at Hendricks? Okay, thank you.
Hendricks, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, and let's go back here to the one that I had prescribed you. Okay, and then Dr. Wilson was the one that prescribed you the medication, so I'll go ahead and put in his information again. Bear with me one moment while I go ahead and do that. That was that Enchanted Heart. Okay, and I know that you said that some of the shots you did take yourself. Did you pick them up at Dr. Wilson's office at Enchanted Hearts, or did he prescribe them and you picked them up at a local pharmacy? Do you remember?
Pharmacy.
Okay, and which pharmacy was that? Do you happen to recall? Like a CVS?
I use CVS, so it would have to be CVS.
Okay, is that going to be a CVS in Indiana, in Indianapolis? Okay, and there's going to be a few of them here, so I'll try to, you know, you can let me know which one sounds familiar that it may have been. The one on Meridian Street, Washington Street, Emerson, Delaware, Cunningham, 10th Street, Shelby. Any of those come to mind?
10th Street.
Okay, thank you.
10th Street, I'm generally in the same area.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
West.
Yes. Okay. And for your meningioma, were you ever hospitalized?
Yes, I spent 8 days in the hospital.
8 days. Okay. And I know you might not know the exact dates, but if you were to recall when those 8 days was, I'm assuming this was for the surgery as well. Do you remember what month and year that was?
I had the surgery in June, so it was June, like shortly after getting off of it. So June of 2013.
2013. Okay. Got it. For 8 days. Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay, and at Hendricks Regional Health, they are going to have the medical records that do show your medical diagnosis. Is that correct?
Right, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and the last question here I have for you is, I'll just need an emergency contact. We're not able to share with them any information about your case. It's just so that we have a second phone number on file.
Let me get it. You know, you don't know anybody's number by heart anymore.
I know, especially with the phones, they make it too easy for us these days.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You need the name first or just the phone?
Yeah, whichever you have first. I can take a first name.
Okay. Ruel, R-U-E-L.
Okay. And I'm ready for their phone number whenever you have it.
813-270-5389.
Perfect. And who are they to you?
That's my boyfriend.
Okay, got it. Thank you. All right, perfect. Thank you so much. So I will go ahead and get these forms drafted up for us. In the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker phone. Oh, and they are just asking at one question here. For a current marital status, single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Single. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and get this drafted up here. Okay, and I'm already on the speakerphone. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get this drafted up for us. And I am just going to make sure the information on here did populate correctly. So you are confirming that you are indeed Tyla McLean at 7446 River Walk Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46214. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are confirming that your date of birth as September 15, 1977, 353-723-6662. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was just reading it over in my head.
No, that's okay. I appreciate that. Okay. So I just sent that over. Again, you are going to be seeing a text message notification pop in. So whenever it does pop in, go ahead and click on it. And once you see it, you can go ahead and click the link that's at the very bottom.
Is it DocuSign?
Yes, DocuSign. That's the one that I want you to click on. And when the page loads up, the first question it's going to ask is, do you agree to SMS? Just let me know when you get to that page.
That's what it says now. Do you agree to receive future SMS messages from DocuSign?
Mm-hmm. It's just asking if it's okay for us to text you with updates on your case. You can go ahead and click yes. The next one is going to be a security check. They're just asking to make sure that that email is yours. If it is, go ahead and click continue. Okay, and once you go ahead and do that, it'll say, please review and act on these documents. Go ahead and check mark the box that says, I agree to electronic records, and then click continue. Perfect. And at the very top of the screen, do you see where it says start?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on start, and then do you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and click on that, And then you can either draw your signature the way you normally do, but if you don't prefer to do it that way, you can click where it says select style, and they'll generate one for you. That's up to you.
Which one did you say you prefer, or did you say don't
matter? Whichever, yeah, it doesn't matter. You can either draw it the way you normally do with your finger, or click select style, and they'll make one for you. But that's your choice.
Okay, I just went ahead and...
Okay.
That went ahead.
Okay, no worries. And then once you are happy with that, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign. Okay. And
I did. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then now you should see more of those yellow boxes for the downward facing arrow. Just go ahead and tap on all of those boxes until you reach the end where it'll say finish.
When I tap on it, you said?
Yes, when you tap on the yellow boxes. Yep. And just make sure for the ones that ask your initials.
Do I need to draw my name again?
This one, I think, is your initials.
Okay,
yeah. So just make sure it's just the initials for this one.
Okay. Hit adopt an initial.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, now tap the yellow again? Or?
Yes, exactly. Okay, and then now do you see any other yellow boxes, or do you see where it says finish? Hello, Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. Not
I
sure what happened.
I did everything except for hit finish. I see you want me to hit finish.
Okay, yes. You can go ahead and click where it says finish.
Okay. It says you're done.
Perfect. And I know there's a continue button.
Tip.
Yeah, but you can actually just exit out of there. We don't need you to do anything else at this point, okay?
Okay.
Yep, so that's basically it for now. Within the next 5 days, so probably right after Christmas, someone from the law firm is going to be reaching out to you, and they'll go ahead and start your case and start pulling your records. So just make sure that you do get in contact with them if they are trying to reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that's basically it. In a moment here, I am also going to text you with my direct number so that if you ever have questions or you want updates or you're not sure about anything at all concerning the case, just go ahead and reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you on anything, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it. Did you have any questions before I let you go today?
That's it, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your meningioma, but not only that, but what you had gone through, especially with your surgery. But I do hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay? Merry Christmas.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good rest of your day now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.